Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. Rich, the floor is yours.
Dateline Olympia, Washington. Seattle area.
Where?
Olympia, Washington.
It's near what?
Seattle.
Seattle? The one time we need BMAC to hit the Seattle button.
I don't do things on demand.
Oh, that's such BS, man. That is... Oh, thank you.
There's a 68-year-old guy named Norman... Sean, help me out. You're the Frenchie on this show.
Okay, hang on. Let me look.
L-A-R-I-V-I-E-R-E. La Riviere?
I think you're pretty close, Rich. I know you're the Spanish guy on here. I think it's La Riviere, yeah.
La Riviere. Normand La Riviere.
Yeah, La Riviere.
68 years old, lives in Olympia, Washington.
That's French for the river.
Makes sense.
No, it is, yeah. No, that it really is. It's French for the river.
All right.
Yeah. LaShawn is French for the Sean. LaShawn McCoy.
So
yeah. Literally translated means the Sean McCoy. Yeah. Go ahead.
68-year-old Norman River. has apparently been upset with the IRS and other federal agencies.
Oh, get in line.
Since he was laid off in the 1990s from his position as a civilian defense contractor, he has been very upset with the authorities since then. After losing that position, he began filing grievances with federal agencies related to the Department of Defense. He once told an IRS agent that he should not have to pay taxes because the government had not satisfied his claims. He is a serious malcontent. For a while, it was harmless. And then in recent months, it took a bit of a serious turn as the river sent a package to the IRS that included a joint, a bullet, and his own severed finger. Things just got really weird.
Wait, which I'm assuming it was his middle finger, right?
I assume, but I've not seen the digit.
Okay, have we Snopes'd this story yet to make sure that it's real? That doesn't even sound real. Why would someone chop off their own finger?
According to the federal prosecutors, the river, quote, admitted severing his finger and showed agents the homemade device he utilized to perform that action.
Wow.
All right, if that's not bad enough, he followed that up by sending a package to the IRS office in Ogden, Utah. It contained a 6-inch metal pipe made to resemble a bomb.
Okay, well, that's an issue.
A bomb technicians examined the device, found it was packed with a whistle. It was a dummy bomb, thankfully.
Yeah.
Yeah, Norman's in some trouble. He's now facing federal charges, and we may not be hearing from the river for a while.
I like that you call him the river.
With all due respect, a joint, a bullet, your finger, a fake bomb, seek professional help.
The part that I have the biggest issue with is he sent them a perfectly good joint. Why would you give a perfectly good joint to somebody, especially the IRS?
I assume it was a perfectly good finger also.
Yeah, no, that's just another level of uber freakiness that I can't comprehend. But a perfectly good joint? Come on now.
He's in trouble.
Yeah, big time. Yep. All right. My story takes place in Marietta, Georgia, which I believe is Chick-fil-A is based in Georgia.
It is based in Georgia,
okay,
yes.
That, hence the Chick-fil-A Bowl that will probably be played at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium from now on, where people can gorge on $2 soft pretzels, the circle of life.
Yeah, I mistakenly thought that was a Texas company. Okay.
No, Chick-fil-A, I believe, is in Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah, and which makes this story hit very close to home if you live in the Marietta, Georgia area. A woman has been arrested after police say she impersonated a federal agent. Let me stop there. If you are impersonating a federal agent, it better be to get something really good, right? Like, it better be to somehow, I don't know, get a family member out of trouble, get a big sum of money and then hopefully skip out of the country where they can't find you somewhere. Like, there needs to be a high payoff if you're going to impersonate a federal agent.
There's a high risk.
Right. This person, this woman, her name is Tara Marie Solem, S-O-L-E-M, and Rich, all three names are in there, so you know ended badly.
Obviously, there's a file on record.
She was charged with impersonating an officer and disorderly conduct in connection with impersonating a federal agent. According to an arrest warrant, she entered a Chick-fil-A drive-thru and told the associate that she was a federal agent and demanded a law enforcement discount.
Okay.
At Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
Since the restaurant's policy requires officers to be in uniform, she was denied. The statement said Solem then went inside the restaurant, spoke with two different managers. During the conversation, she began slinging explicit language toward them as customers with children, which Chick-fil-A is crawling with children.
Yes.
I made the mistake of going to a Chick-fil-A one morning to do work for the show, like brought my laptop, used the Wi-Fi. Huge jabroni move by me. It's like trying to get it done in a romper room.
That place is a gold mine. The one near us just added a second drive-through lane to accommodate the lines circling the building.
And the one over here by us has three lanes.
You Kirby. Well, it's got two drive-throughs with three lanes. Yeah. And they're super efficient. They get you through there so fast. Their system's unbelievable. Back to the story.
Yes.
So she went inside, started yelling at the manager. There were children looking on, hearing all these terrible curse words. Solem insisted that the uniform policy would, quote, blow her cover. So she was undercover.
Uh-huh.
By her, and, quote, possibly get her killed.
Oh, here we go.
There she is.
Here we go.
And even presented a silver badge. The statement said Solem later changed her story, claiming that she worked for the Georgia Bureau of Investigations instead of a federal agency. She also called the corporate office, providing her name as Agent Solem to confirm her status. But Georgia Bureau Investigations officials told police they had no employees by that name. She's being held at the Cobb County Jail, but has been released on bond. All due respect, as I said, if you're going to impersonate a federal agent, it better be for a high payoff. Discounted Chick-fil-A fits the category. Chick-fil-A's delicious.
Somebody's
what makes it funnier to me is Chick-fil-A just a week later gave away free food if you dress up like a cow. This
really?
Was just this last Tuesday, okay. So she could have waited.
Well, that's not illegal, though, dressing up like a cow.
I'm
it's
just
weird.
Saying, all she had to do was dress up like a cow.
Oh,
she
yeah,
got free food.
Yeah, that's true. Or get a black VIP card.
Wow. Somebody's jonesing for some waffle fries and a frosted lemonade.
Need to be hooked up on that black card next year.
Rightfully so. Yeah. Well, here's why I bring up this story. I have the black Chick-fil-A card. This is not a humble brag. It's not a humble brag. It's part of the story.
It kind of is.
Okay, it is a little bit. It is a little bit. So I'm in the elevator coming up with a couple of the ladies from the office, and I have I've got a couple Chick-fil-A bags I'm bringing up, as I am most days because I stop at the Kirby one here.
Okay.
And for those who don't know, the black card gets you one free Chick-fil-A meal per day. It's a VIP card. And I don't know how I got it. I got invited. Obviously it's because I'm on the radio and I'm talking about Chick-fil-A right now on my VIP card. But they invited me and I got it and I love it and I get there every day. So I'm coming up in the elevator and the ladies in the elevator are like, boy, you guys get an awful lot of Chick-fil-A up here. And I told them about the black card, humble brag. And one of the ladies in the elevator is like, well, I have to get myself one of those. And the other lady was like, no, you need to be on the radio to get one of those. She's like, no, I'm going to go there and I'm going to ask for one and I'm going to get one. All due respect, I hoped that she did that and I hope that she filmed it. I would love to see the rejection of her trying to get the elite black Chick-fil-A VIP card.
Yeah, surveillance video.
Of her trying to get the... She'd be better off impersonating a cow, right, B-Mac?
Yeah, that was just last Tuesday. They were giving away free food.
Yeah, yep. You don't need the black card. Just dress up like a cow.
That stuff is so good, I don't even need to upgrade to the deluxe with the lettuce and tomato. Just give me the chicken, the pickles, and the mayo. That's all I need.
Yeah, well, lettuce and tomato are good for you. Why would you want that on there?
Well, there is that. And by the way, if you want to be a hit at your next party, bring one of those big orders of Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Oh, yeah.
You will be the most popular person at that party.
Yeah, that's a good way to become popular. Absolutely. And they're delicious. They're addictive. They'll be gone in like 2 seconds.
They usually are, yes.
Yep. All right, that was all due respect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.